Good evening. Welcome along to this evening's Score programme with Kenny Harkin and Joe Dix. On this evening's show, we'll be hearing from Declan Boyle and Ollie Horgan as we look ahead to the League of Ireland action. A couple of games coming up over the weekend. And in Gaelic Games, former Donegal and Tyrone players Barry Monaghan and Pascal McConnell give their thoughts on Saturday night's eagerly anticipated league meeting in Ballybuffet. And Eugene Organ joins us ahead of the Donegal Hurlers trip to Wicklow. We'll have that and much more coming up on this evening's programme. Well, start off with some news of athletics, and it's been a fabulous week so far for the Donegal contingent competing at the European Masters Athletics Championships in Portugal. The action continued today with two of the nine Donegal athletes competing. Catherine McDevitt of Letterkenny AC was in the final of the 60 metres, and she finished sixth in a time of 8.21 seconds. A great time there. And Kay Byrne of Finn Valley finished sixth in the 3,000 metres. That event continues over the weekend, those championships in Braga. In other athletics news, Ireland have selected a team of eight athletes to compete at the European Throwing Cup to be held in Portugal next month. Finn Valley duo James Kelly and John Kelly are both named on that team to compete in the shot put. And moving on to soccer, and just news of a result today. The Irish under 17 team were in Spain. They're playing a friendly against Switzerland. They defeated Switzerland by 4-1. And the two Lahiri sisters from Donegal, Jodie and Kerry, both were in action in that Irish team. Jodie Lahiri scoring today. Both girls featured in both games that were played this week. And just quickly before we go on to local soccer, the Mets in the Europa Conference League. Looks like Celtic are going out. They're 1-0 down to Bodo Glimt. That's 4-1 on aggregate. And Leicester City looks like going through there. 5-1 up on aggregate against Randers. That game's just into the second half. Rangers there in action against Borussia Dortmund at 8 o'clock. They're 4-2 up on aggregate. And the Premier League this evening, Arsenal play Wolves. Well, the League of Ireland Premier Division this weekend, there's fixtures on Friday night and Monday night, and Fun Harps will finally get their new League of Ireland season up and running tomorrow night when they travel to take on newly promoted UCD in Dublin. There's five games in the top division on Friday night, and then another round of fixtures on Monday with Harps on the road again, this time travelling to Dundalk. We'll hear from Ollie Horgan very shortly, but first of all, Declan Boyle, former Fun Harps captain, of course, and Derry City player, he gave us give us his views on tomorrow night's League of Ireland fixtures, in which all 10 teams are in action.
Yeah, full compliment. Hopefully the weather won't play havoc as it did last weekend, with obviously the Finn Harps game being called off and Sligo Rovers game being called off. So yeah, looking forward to an exciting weekend of games, and it'll be interesting to see how the teams that didn't play last week, like Harps and Sligo Rovers, didn't get a chance to play, and how they perform this weekend, with obviously two games with Friday and Monday.
Yes, and Harps will be looking at them first, Declan. Away to UCD, it's always a tricky game, but Ollie has a lot of new signings to fit into the Harps team.
Yeah, the squad's very, very large squad. I mean, 11 players I think they've signed in the off-season, so it'll be interesting to see what sort of continuity he can bring and what sort of quality these new players can bring to the team. So listen, it's a hard one when you're bringing in so many players. You just don't know how they're all going to gel. And it's a difficult game away with UCD. I mean, UCD's record in the last six matches against Finn Harps, they've won three and drew one. And so it's not an easy place, or not an easy opposition for Harps to get results from. So, and we know what UCD are like. Obviously, they came up and promoted last year, and they have obviously three players from Donegal, with Sam Todd there and Jack Keeney and Michael Gallagher. They've Liam Kerrigan, who's an exciting winger from Sligo. They've Colin Whelan up front on the 21 international, and they've also Evan Caffrey, who's exciting on the 19 international. So the young, plenty of energy, loads of pace and wide positions, and they will cause problems against Finn Harps. So Finn Harps are going to have to put in a very good, solid performance for the first game of the season, and then they don't get much rest because they're back on again on Monday. So that's a difficult spell for them. But yeah, there's Dundalk away as well. So two home games over 3 days. It's going to be a difficult weekend for Harps, but we're hoping for positive results over the two matches.
Yeah, difficult weekend and a difficult week, I suppose. But I suppose Ollie will get a chance to see what the players are made of in those games.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kenny, I think that's the key. And I suppose, you know, we all know, and you know as well as anybody, when you're doing pre-season, you're looking forward to the first match, and then for it to be called off just last Friday was disappointing for the players. So now they get a week So hopefully any players that maybe were carrying a few knocks into last weekend's match before it was called off gets an extra week's treatment and ready for this game. It'll be interesting to see how all these players, how they perform, what sort of quality does he have. And I suppose the squad is big, so he has plenty of options. So that's going to be really interesting. And they're going to try and hit the ground running. It's obviously with the UCD, it's a hard match, but he'll be looking to try to get 3 points and get away to a team that probably will be down near the bottom, close to Finnhapshire, come towards the last stages of the season.
Yeah, and a game, the rest of the games, Declan, one that you have a bit of interest in yourself, Sligo Rovers, a tricky looking match away in Richmond Park against St Pat's, who looked impressive last weekend.
Yeah, they did look impressive against Shelburne, and Shelburne looked quite impressive too, and probably has many chances as St Pat's in Talker Park last weekend, and I think the bit of extra quality that St Pat's had up top, so they've added well. Obviously, new manager came in as well, and it was interesting to see. You know, got off to a very positive result. Sligo will be looking to go away. Two difficult matches away to St Pat's, obviously, and then away to Derry on Monday, and that's a testing weekend for them. They'll be looking to see can they get something out of the first match, and then go to the Brandywell against Derry, who obviously they have Shamrock Rovers home on Friday night. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out, because for me, that's the two top teams in the country with the best panels, and it'll be interesting to see. But Sligo going up to Derry then on Monday, and they'll be looking to see if they can get 3 points out of that. So a lot of good football over the weekend, especially in the northwest, and two massive games for Derry City, Shamrock Rovers at home against the league champions, and obviously Derry City against Sligo Rovers in Northwest Derby on the Brandywell. So a lot of good football available for the general public and supporters to go and watch this weekend.
Yeah, that game, the Brandywell, sold out already. Very quick selling it out, Declan. I'm sure it's a highly anticipated game among League of Ireland viewers.
Yeah, it is, and by all accounts, I think they've got 2,000 season tickets as well sold, so there's real interest there. You know, we know that, obviously, Rory's come in and has got an extra few pounds in his budget. He's secured good quality players. There's real optimism there. There's confidence in running the squad, and what they have this year is they've probably got 20 players of real quality, so if two or three of them aren't playing that well on the day, you can bring in the extra quality that can change the game. And that's how it happened last week when they played against Dundalk, and 2-2 down Dundalk, and they probably should have won it if late chances near the end, and probably should have secured 3 points. But yeah, listen, it's interesting to see how this week goes for them, and they'll be looking to get 3 points against Shamrock Rovers, and you know, just to set a marker to the rest, to Shamrock Rovers and to the rest of the league, that they're here and they're going to be a big opposition, and they're looking to lift trophies this year.
And the other two games, Declan, former Finnhapshire man Keith Cowan playing with Drogheda United this season, they play Shelburne, and Bowes playing Dundalk.
Yeah, I suppose take the Bowes and Dundalk, and again, both teams, you just don't know how. Last year, they probably both teams underperformed. So Dundalk lost a lot of players, obviously, with good quality players going to Derry from Dundalk, and Bowes have lost some players as well. So that'll be interesting to see how that game goes. But two good teams who will be looking to push into the Europe spot this year. So and two good managers, obviously, as well. So Keith Long and Bowes and O'Donnell up after moving from St Pat's and won the FAI Cup and came second last year with St Pat's. So he'll be looking to get a reaction from his squad against Bowes. So in Drogheda, yeah, Keith Cowan, I mean, quite a move for Keith to get back in the Premier League and playing with Drogheda, and it'll be interesting to see how they go. Kevin Doherty's come in, who was a second command last year, and he's a new manager there, so it'll be interesting to see how they perform this year. They've done really well last year, and can they match that same sort of performance and intensity as they did last year in the league? Lost a lot of players going to St Pat's as well, so it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to see how the first, you know, games go and how teams perform. But yeah, listen, it's a really interesting start of the season.
Declan Boyle there, and as you heard, Derry City confirmed that all the tickets are sold for that game against Shamrock Rovers, and they've asked anyone with no ticket not to travel to the ground, because there'll be strictly no admission at the gate. Well, before we hear from Ollie Horgan, just on some team news for Finnhapshire, Regan Donlan, Mark Anthony McGinley, Barry McNamee and Ryan Rooney, they're all doubts. Manager Ollie Horgan is suspended for tomorrow night's game, so returning assistant manager Gavin Dykes will take charge on the night. Well, the bad weather put paid to the season opener for Finnhapshire against Drogheda United last Friday night. The Harps boss, Ollie Horgan, said that while the postponement was disappointment, the heavy snow last Friday meant that there was little anyone could do. He's been speaking this week to Dermot Doherty.
Ollie, I suppose we were all disappointed to hear that the game last Friday night was eventually called off, but I suppose when you're playing football at this time of year, these things happen.
Yeah, obviously, you know, everyone was disappointed, probably, you know, no one more so than myself and the management team and indeed the board. You know, we've been preparing for Drogheda for quite a while, and you know, it was, we'd love to have got up and running, but you know, you can't foresee the conditions and storm that came in. And like when the shore grounds in Sligo was pulled on Saturday, I think it put things into perspective. There was very little we could do, and we move on. And we move on to two games this weekend, in both away from home, Dermot. And that's probably the disappointing part. You've lost a home game, although we will recoup it in time to come. But you're starting off with two away games in UCD and away in Dundalk, which would be very difficult.
Yeah. Two difficult assignments, Ollie. You've always said before, okay, Harps and UCD haven't met now for some time, but anytime you did play UCD, you always came up against difficult opposition.
Yeah, they're a proper side, and there's a lot of connections, obviously, within Harps, with players-wise, you know, and indeed William McConnor, and his assistant manager there. You've Michael Gallagher, Sam, you know, a lot of players that did very well with us and moved on with scholarships to UCD and have got them promoted. We always struggle in Belfield over the years, and I think Friday will be no different. But it's a hugely difficult ask. They were a very, very good side, in particular at home in the big pitch.
Yeah, and even though, okay, this is going to be your first game of the season, Ollie, but it's going to be very important to go up there and try and get a result.
Yeah, well, we always try to get results up there. It wasn't that we didn't try, but it didn't always materialise. I can remember maybe one occasion where we won, which was a playoff. You know, the rest of the occasions we might have scraped a draw, or, you know, the last time we were there, I think we were beaten 3-0. Albeit a couple of years ago in the Premier Division. They were a very, very good footballing side. They got promoted for a reason, and Andy Myler has done a mighty job with them. And while they are young to a degree, you've got the likes of Evan Dozan, but I remember Evan playing 8 years ago with Shamrock Rovers B side in the first division. So when you look at the likes of him and, you know, Liam Carrigan, Colin Whelan, Sam Todd, Sam must have played maybe 60, 70 games with us. Like, they have a lot of experience behind them, and we'll need to be right to get anything out of it. Like,
yeah. Unfortunately for UCD, they had a difficult opening night back in the Premier Division. They faced the champion Shamrock Rovers and ended up on the wrong end of a heavy defeat.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, because they could have been 2-0 up. Liam Kerrigan had two very good chances that Alan Manis saved, but, you know, better sides than us or UCD have taken beatings in Talla. I mean, the last time we were up there, we were beaten 3-0 and we didn't have a shot on target, to put it that way to you. So I don't think that's the yardstick to judge any side on. You know, at home, if they're at home against Shamrock Rovers, they'll give them a run for their money too, let alone us.
Yeah. I suppose for your own part and for Harps, you've got all these new faces and all. It's going to take a while for you to decide on what's going to be your best starting 11. You'll probably have to tinker with things a wee bit, but have you an idea about what you're going to go with this Friday night?
The fact that we've two games on the weekend, probably not at this stage, Dermot. We need to try and manage it and have players fresh and available for Friday, and then going to Dundalk on the Monday. And that's not to say that we're going to, you know, keep players for the Monday, in that we're unsure who our best starting side is, and we probably will be unsure for quite a while. But with two games this weekend and a lot of weekends in the near future, in the first half of the season, a lot of the players will get run outs, be it the Friday or the Monday, and we know pretty soon after that what our best 11 is, to put it that way.
Yeah, and there was going to be a big crowd at last Friday night's game against Drogheda. Unfortunately, it didn't take place. Any idea of when that match might be rescheduled?
No, Dermot, we're hoping. There's a lot of international weekends that have now been, if you like, a blanket, if you like, across it, that there are no games in the League of Ireland schedule through the international weekends. It's very unlikely that we'll have an international call up of our squad. Maybe we will. I don't know where Drogheda lie in that, so we'd love to get it on the weekend of the 25th of March, where there is an international weekend. However, we're looking at it that maybe neither us or Drogheda will have international call-ups, and we could play it and get it on the Friday night, where we could get a crowd that we lashed out on maybe last Friday.
Yeah, Holly Horgan there speaking to Jeremy Doherty. That game, UCD against Van Harps, starting at 7:45. One of four games starting at that time tomorrow night. Derry City play Shamrock Rovers also at that time, as do St Pat's. They play Sligo. Drogheda play Shelburne. And Bohemians play Dundalk. all those games on tomorrow night. And on Monday night, as you heard Ollie saying, the Fin Harps travel to play Dundalk again, while Derry City, they're at home to Sligo Rovers. The Irish League Premiership, one game down for decision tomorrow night. It's Carrick Rangers up against Linfield. And locally in the Ulster Senior League, there's one game also down for decision tomorrow night. Fin Harps under 21s, they play Letterkenny Rovers. And the only other game in the Ulster Senior League on this weekend, it's on Saturday, Monaghan United, they play Cockhill Celtic. We have a short break to take. When we come back, we'll be looking at Gaelic. Welcome back to The Score. Well, in Gaelic games, Donegal and All-Ireland champions Tyrone will face off this Saturday evening in a much-anticipated derby. It's one of the biggest of the year. Donegal go into the game in Ballybuffet following their first defeat of the Division 1 campaign in Kerry, while Tyrone, they make the short trip to their neighbours with their first win under their belt, having defeated Kildare. Donegal are down bodies once again and will be without Michael Langan, Caelan McGonigal, Jamie Brennan and Michael Murphy. Well, former Donegal player Barry Monaghan has been looking ahead to the game with Tom Comack.
Well, Barry, Donegal looking ahead to play Tyrone on Saturday evening in Ballybuffet. But before we talk about that game, first of all, what do you make of Donegal, what, three games into the league?
Yeah, well, I think, to be fair to Donegal, the first game against Mayo, I thought, I was at that game up in Sligo, I thought they were very good for 40, 45 minutes. Now, I think it's well publicised about the way they finished the game and, you know, probably some of the mistakes that were made that let Mayo back into the game against Kildare. Then the second game, I thought they were very impressive. They lost a couple of big players in Langan and Murphy, and they still kicked on and got a great result against a good Kildare team. And then fast forward to the Kerry game then last week, which again was in terrible, terrible conditions. Down, you know, a gale force wind blowing down the field. I think everybody would be disappointed with the performance down there. We would have been 2 points down there, would have been a bonus for us. We probably didn't expect it, but it was just the manner of the defeat and maybe the manner of the performance that was probably most disappointing for all the Donegal people watching it.
Yeah, because I don't think many Donegal people expected Donegal to win on Sunday, and especially when it was realised that, well, we knew Michael Murphy wasn't going to play, but when Caelan McGonigal and Michael Langan joined him, it certainly weakened the chance. But there's an awful lot of disquiet at the second half performance, and not even taking advantage of the wind.
Yeah, I think that is a big... I think, you know, talking just in the general public and people's opinions on it are that they couldn't understand why we didn't play maybe with the conditions. We all understood why we had to hold on to possession in the first half and against
and that, did well, you know, for 20 minutes.
And did very well for 20. And against a very good Kerry team. Now, and then the flip side, I think everybody was expecting Donegal to go out and maybe throw off the shackles and put, you know, kick the ball long enough. But then when they continued with that short game, it just left people frustrated, because I think it was highlighted on social media there that it was a 72nd minute of the game before Donegal kicked the long ball into the full forward line.
Yeah.
Which the traditionalists and everybody would say that when they, you know, if you have the breeze, let the ball in long and let, because it'll carry quicker and faster, but that was probably the disappointing thing. Now, in saying that, we do have to take into consideration that they were missing a lot of big men. They were missing McGonigal, they were missing Michael Murphy, Michael Langan, you know, and a lot of these guys who are big physical presences. Maybe Donegal felt that they didn't have the players to kick the ball in long, but still, I think it's a common opinion that it would be no harm maybe just to let a few in, just to see you put the Kerry full-back line under pressure, because, you know, you see the Donegal back line, the pressure they were under the first half, and in fairness, just on the Donegal back line, you know, there's some great performance. I think Brendan McCall is one of the, you know, has had an outstanding first three games for Donegal, is a big plus in the full-back line. I think he's doing really well for them.
Yeah, and Owen Bourne obviously is back to himself after
Owen Bourne is back to himself, you know, and the way he can carry the ball out of defence and transition and attack, you know, with the speed he can carry that. You know, so them two guys in particular and the back line are big pluses.
Ferry McFadden as well, I think, you know, he does have his critics, but I think he's showed his great level of fitness.
a great level of fitness, and you know what you get with him. You know, he's real wholehearted and he's a real tenacious defender. Mm. And I think everybody that has ever played the game or you know, is looking on would love to have somebody like that in the team that, you know, you can rely on and that he's going to give it his all the time. And Ali to that, a very, as you say, in great shape, but a very good footballer into the bargain.
Yeah. Could it be a case that Declan and Stephen Rochford, obviously they do most of the coaching, and Paddy Campbell as well, that they're maybe, you know, maybe playing, I won't say silly buggers, but maybe just a little bit tactical, that they will come the championship, you know, they will play, go a little bit more attack minded, and they're going to have to, really, aren't they?
Ah, you would think. Listen, there's so much tactics and so much analysis goes on at that level now. You know, any senior in the county team, between the analysis that they do of the other teams, the tactics that they have themselves, the systems of play, and, you know, we hear all this talk. But, yeah, listen, that's a totally valid point, Donegal could be, but they're going to have to show something different than they did against Kerry. But, again, you know, I think it's very unfair in some of the criticism that they're getting, because they all had to travel down, you know, down from one end of the country to the other on a bus the day before, and you know, they were playing, and which can only be described as terrible conditions, gale force breeze blowing right down the field. So, you know, I don't think it's fair to base their whole season or what it's going to be like just on that one game. I think as the next three league games, you know, Tyrone on Saturday night, I think it's given the weather to be slightly better. They're at home, so it'll be interesting to see what to bring to the table this Saturday night and then on the remaining couple of games, because even though they're still sitting with 3 points from a possible six, it's not a disaster in any way, shape or form, you know. So, but you would hope that when the summertime comes that we will be playing a wee bit more attacking football, because Donegal have as good a footballer as anywhere in the country.
Yeah. And some very good young footballers coming through, like Conor O'Donnell from Cairndona. He's been a revelation, I think, this year.
Some fantastic young footballers, yeah, that, you know, have come on and stamped again in very difficult conditions. And you would term, particularly in them first three league matches, they're not conditions that would favour a forward. So the guys that are forward and the boys with a wee bit of class and the boys that, you know, that'll be looking to make the difference will be looking forward to the ground beginning to harden up, the weather getting better the longer evenings, you know, that'll suit their game. And it'll be interesting then to see how the whole mix comes together, because as you say, I'm sure Declan and Stephen and Paddy have systems up their sleeves that they're not going to roll out in February, you know, that they'll be easily targeted then by the opposition later on in the year. So again, it's all to look forward to, really, and it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah, likely to be, well, I think it's almost guaranteed going to be without Michael Murphy, Keelan McGonigal, Michael Langan and Jimmy Brennan. So what can we expect against Tyrone?
I think you really know what you're going to get against Tyrone. You know, Tyrone and Donegal, this time the rivalry is really fierce. Them guys, you know, are going to be a big loss. Murphy, obviously, has been a loss any time he's been missing over this last 12 or 14 years. So, Michael Langan, in particular, I think, has been playing really well this year. You know, I think he has developed into a really fine footballer, a real leader, kicking great points. You know, he reminds me, he's kind of a cross between Neil Gallagher and Rory Kavanagh. He can field the ball, but yet he can get up and down the field, he can kick scores. He's, you know, I think he's really improved this last 18 months, become a really good player for Donegal. So, but then again, when people are missing, it opens the door for other players to come in, and it'll give them a chance, because I don't think you need much motivation to play Tyrone, particularly now that they're all Ireland champions and then you're on our own backyard. So there's a lot of recent history there with Tyrone in particular, with the players that are there at the minute. So again, I think they're missing a few as well. So it's I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday night.
So what are you expecting? Apart from obviously a win, you'd like to see it, but what are you going to look for, given in light of what happened last weekend and the criticism? And
I think what everybody is looking for, you know, and you know, it's easier said than done, and it's all right for us sitting up in the stand or standing on the terrace and, oh, they should do this, they should do that. You know, sometimes it's not easy because Tyrone will be doing the best, but they're just looking. The supporters on a whole are just looking for Donegal to play the way they can, you know, to play, because as you say, there's some fantastic forwards there. why not put the ball into them and let them open up and let them see what they can do? Now, if Tyrone are playing everybody behind the ball, we all understand there has to be a wee bit of patience in that. But, you know, just maybe they'd be a wee bit braver on the ball, take a few chances, and just showcase the skills that they have, because there's no point these guys having all the talent and every time they get the ball, you know, just taking the safer option. You'll find that the good players will, you know, they will try to express themselves a wee bit more, and I think that's what everybody in Donegal wants, is for the players to try to just, you know, just try to be a wee bit braver, probably, just go for it, really, yeah, as regards whatever way the game's going. Like, even if you take the Kerry game, for example, even though we were 6 points down or whatever it was, we were still playing it safe and playing the ball. But, you know, we had nothing really to lose at that stage, to kick the ball in just to see what would happen, you know what I mean? Kick it into the forwards and see how they go, because I know Ryan McHugh had intercepted a sideline ball and he went through it. If the conditions were a wee bit better, his pass wouldn't have got held up in the breeze and we could have put the ball in the net. It would have been a whole, you know, you could have been talking about a totally different game, because goals do change the whole complex of a game.
That was Barry Monahan there speaking to Tom Comack, looking ahead to this weekend's game. Well, All-Ireland winning goalkeeper with Tyrone, Pascal McConnell, says the win over Kildare is a confidence booster.
No, from a Tyrone perspective, we're very, very content with the 2 points over Kildare. It was a battle, but it was an opportunity for some lads to really show a bit of leadership. And there was two or three of them showing through: Niall Morgan, Con Kilpatrick, and especially Conor Myler, who showed their great leadership in the absence of Paddy Hampsey and Peter Hart and Matty Donnelly and things like that. So it was definitely a very, very pleasing one.
Yeah, and you know, how does the Tyrone look at the league? Do they look at it differently now, as All-Ireland champions, or is it still the same? Do they want to stay in it and worry about staying up rather than worry about winning it?
I think the ethos always with Tyrone was, you know, to stay in the top flight football. You know, BZD, I know it is, you know, I suppose other people beg to differ and things like that there, you know, talking to the football people, you know, over the years and stuff like that, they argue somewhat against it and have their reasons. But I think it's always prime preparation for the championship. You know, when you throw into the mix the local derbies you have with Donegal and Armagh, you have Monaghan in there, and then obviously the big three as well with Kerry, Dublin, Mayo.
Yeah.
That's fantastic preparation for any championship campaign, and especially how tough Ulster, and actually it's going to get even tougher this year, more teams to the fore.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that ethos has held on. Mickey Hart always stressed it, and always had hammered it home that you've got to stay in Division 1 football, you've got to get the preparation right for the championship, because that's where the main show was at. And I think Brian Doher and Fergal Logan be very much aware of that, and preparation for the times ahead. And look, we're going to be All-Ireland champions, and obviously, you know, it's a tag, yes, you carry it, there's teams out to get you, they're going to come at you that bit harder, that bit faster, that bit more with more ferocity. So you have to deal with that, Tom.
Yeah,
we have been in that position, I've seen it before, and it certainly is. It's a nice mantle to carry, no doubt about it, but there's teams that are keen to get at you, but it's just, you know, you wouldn't have it any other way, I suppose, when you think of that.
3 points would hardly be enough to retain that status in Division 1, and I suppose the sooner you get another two or three on the board, the better.
It's massive, Tom. You know, as I say, looking at Tyrone and Donegal, we haven't exactly been shooting the lights out, you know, in the first three games, and performances is, I suppose, way off what some would expect. But look, it is the time of year, it's winter football. It's early on in the league, but I think what Saturday night may throw up is a chance for some team to really grasp the nettle and set their stall out in terms of keeping their Division 1 status. Because a loser in this game could, you know, really potentially find themselves in a relegation dogfight, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's, look, Donegal and Tyrone games serve up nothing else but, you know, tough physical, you know, tight battles, like, and especially when it's in Ballybuffet, it's not a happy hunting ground where Tyrone's concerned in the National League when you look down through the years.
Yeah.
You know, so look, with the lads back in suspension, you know, we've got to really, you know, start getting the performances right. And I think if Tyrone get the performance right, that, you know, the come away with actually all right on Saturday night. Look,
so
it's easier said than done.
Do you expect that Paddy Hampsey and Peter Hart and those guys will be back in the team?
Yeah, I would anticipate them to return. Massive players, and you know, it is a place, you know, it's not a place for the faint hearted, let me tell you, when you get into Ballybuffet. and we'll certainly need all the physicality we can, because, you know, McCool Park, it is a smaller field, a smaller pitch, you know, and especially the defensive styles that both teams can employ, it's going to get very physical. And I think, you know, with the leadership, we'll need all the leadership we can get and all the experience we can get if we're to come away with 2 points on Saturday night.
Yeah. And Donegal, as you said, well, they're in a strange position. They've 6-3 points after, what, three games, but their style of football is coming for a lot of criticism. Is that seeping across to into Tyrone? Are you getting a whisper of it?
Maybe not so much a whisper of it as such, because, look, we know the threat that Donegal can carry. We know how tough they are in Ballybuffet, and even our management, you know, have tasted football, you know, down in Ballybuffet, and know how tough it is to come away with 2 points at any stage, or even a championship one. So, look, I suppose Donegal, looking at the Kerry game, I had been watching it, so... myself, so I think just they'd obviously be disappointed in their performance against Kerry. There was key areas in which they could have maybe made their mark on the game. You know, various mistakes at key stages of the game got turned over quite a lot. So I think on the back of that, you know, you have a little bit of a wounded animal there coming on the Saturday night, and that wouldn't be ideal, you know, as it looks for sales, because Donegal is going to be. They're going to be very geared up. It is Tyrone. You know, it's all Ireland champions in their own backyard. They're going to want to get at them. So we know the threat that's going to be posed by Donegal, and know that a win in this game can set teams up really well for Division 2, or Division 1 retention, rather.
Pascal McConnell there speaking to Tom Comack. It's Donegal against Tyrone Saturday evening in McCool Park. And we'll have live coverage of that game here in Highland Radio on Saturday evening from 7:15. Also in Division 1 over the weekend on Sunday, Kildare, they play Dublin. Monaghan are up against Kerry, and Mayo play Armagh. While in Division 2, Derry are on the travels. They're travelling to play Clare this weekend. And former Derry footballer Gerard O'Kane talks about the good run that Derry have had in Division 2 in Alliance National Football League Division 2. And he looks ahead to this weekend's away clash with Clare. And he's not surprised by how Derry are doing.
No, I'm not, to be honest. Whenever I looked at the division to start with, I said two out of Derry, Roscommon and Galway will probably go up, knowing how Derry have been playing, knowing the players they have at their disposal. So, given the games they've had so far have been against Down, Offaly and Cork, teams which are in the bottom half of the league, to be sitting with 6 points after three games, I sort of half expected Derry in that position. I suppose it's going to be the next four games which will obviously tell the tale in terms of how far they can actually go and push themselves.
Yeah, because of what they have Clare this weekend, I think, followed by, is it Galway and then Roscommon? Is that it? Yeah, or something like that, isn't it? Yeah, they've all the top teams to play anyway.
Yeah, well, they're down in Clare and Hyde Park this week now. Or sorry, down in Ennis.
Yeah.
Clare got a good draw against Roscommon last weekend.
Yeah.
So Clare will not be easy pushed over. And then I think there's a break for a week. And then they've Galway on Sunday the 20th, which is a big one.
Yeah. And then they play Roscommon. I think is it possibly the last game, I think, as well.
And I suppose out of their, Derry have four games left. Out of the four, they only have one at home.
They play
Roscommon, Meath and Clare all the way, which might prove a bit difficult. But then, and give the lads experience of getting on the road, getting in the routine again of getting on a bus, because they haven't done that in 2 years, and maybe getting down the country and sort of getting away for the weekend, which it can help a team too.
Yeah. What has Rory Gallagher done? Because like he's worked the Oracle, hasn't he? He's taken them from Division 4 to Division, the brink of Division 1, really.
Well, I tell you, he has definitely brought, Rory was coming from Fermanagh previously, and he was noted for playing very defensive football in Fermanagh. While he's played somewhat defensive with Derry, he's mixed that with a good brand of forward play. So I think if you look at all 32 counties all in, Derry's sitting top. Maybe you put all the stats together in terms of the points gained, scoring averages. But Derry last defeated in the league in March 2020, which is the break before COVID, where Cork beat them by 2 or 3 points. And Rory would say himself it was a 2 or 3 point hammering, because he conceded 3-13. Since then, I think Derry have only conceded 4 goals out of their last 10 league appearances, and they've won all 10 of them.
Yeah.
So he's definitely brought a solid solid defence where he built on the defence first, but he didn't forget about the forward talent they had at his disposal, which he probably didn't have the same talent at the minute, so he couldn't do that end of the job, but he has that talent in Derry. So he built in the back at first, and it's definitely reaping rewards for Derry.
And in terms of players, has he got everybody, or is there still some absentees or somebody missing out, or maybe long-term injured? Or?
Well, I know that he hasn't had a chance to play his full hand yet. Now, it'll be hard to know what his full hand is, because the players he has at his disposal, whoever's sitting number 16 to 25 will be very disappointed. So I was at Owen Beg on Sunday. They had a comprehensive victory over Cork. Kieran McFall wasn't even talked out. Gareth McInnes and hasn't played in the league yet. Paddy Cassidy from St Neil is making his way back slowly. He gets 10 minutes. Ben McCarron gets 5 minutes. That was his first outing since Stevestown, won the Intermediate All-Ireland. So there's 4 players just off the top of my head. Jack Doherty, who had the best season of club football from Maharat, number 11, hasn't played for Derry in the league yet. That's another one, again, just off the top of my head, that wasn't there on Sunday. So if you're going to put in any of them 5, somebody's going to have to lose out somewhere along the line. So whichever way he plays, what he regards as full hand, he's going to have a strong option on the bench as well.
Yeah. So this Sunday, I suppose, it's the first of 3 big games, and it's important that they win.
Yeah, well, they're away to Clare on Sunday, and the game's at 1 o'clock. So it'll probably be a bit different for them in that they'll have to head down the country on Saturday evening, which I know teams during COVID that weren't doing as much. I think Derry maybe went away the evening before and they played off play, so they have a small bit of experience from it. But I know from my own time that wherever you do head away, heading away midday on a Saturday, and they've all Saturday evening to either chill or travel, you know. But if they get down there in reasonable time, I would say that from what I know of Rory will use that time on Saturday evening to get the squad together in an environment where it can just be them and them solely, with focus on just all football-related stuff. And then, because the game is 1 o'clock on Sunday, it's not too late where they can get out, get sorted in the morning, play the game, get up the road. But going from Clare's was up last weekend where they got a draw against Roscommon, it'll be very much a difficult assignment.
That was Gerard O'Kane speaking to Tom Comack, looking ahead to Division 2, a clash there between Clare and Derry on Sunday. Well, in Gaelic games this weekend, Donegal, they face Wicklow and Aughrim. That's on Sunday in Division 2B of the Alliance National Hurling League. Former Donegal player and St Dunan's Championship winning manager Eugene Organ gave his thoughts on the Donegal senior hurlers season so far as they're heading to Wicklow this weekend, to Tom Comack.
Eugene, I know it's only, what, 2 games into the league, but Donegal have played a number of games in the McGurk Cup as well. What do you make of them so far this season?
Well, from my point of view, I've been very impressed with where they're at the minute now. I watched the McGurk final there against a good, strong Down team, and for most parts of that final, they were the better team. They were just a small bit unlucky in the end to be beaten at the very death-like. In regards to the league, they've had 2 good wins. They won away and one at home. I was out at the London game, played in hard conditions now, but they won very convincingly. Up front, very, very dangerous. You know, you have the likes of Richie Ryan, Davin Flynn, young Josh McGee's a player who's impressed me this year. And then they have the older heads, you know, the likes of Declan Coulter, Ronan McDermott, Ger Gilmore, Bernard Lafferty. You know, they're very potent. And again, at the back, they have Luke White there, a very solid keeper. You know, gives a lot of confidence to his full back line there, like the Stephen Gillespie, Gavin Brown, Brian McIntyre, Paddy Doherty, whoever's in there. And again, the very, very strong in the half-back line. You know, they have 5 or 6 players there that can play in those roles. You know, you've like Danny Cullen, Sean McVay, Conor O'Grady, you know, young Michael Donoghue there as well. Like, so, I think the biggest thing that Mickey be happy with is the strength of their bench this year. They have 5 or 6 very, very good players there that will be, you know, are very, very close to the starting 15 that maybe should be on the team, you know.
Yeah, who are they?
Yeah, they will. And like, that's the way the game has gone. It's no longer 15, 16, 17 players. You need a very, very strong panel, especially when you push on into the championship and, you know, you might pick up an injury or something, or going down the straight, went on two or three lads, it'll just change the game and, you know, get you over the line. So I think they'd be very, very happy with where they're at. Like, and if they pick up another win or two in the league, they'd be pushing for promotion, you know.
Yeah. Playing Wicklow at the weekend, and normally Wicklow was seen as probably the strong team in this league, but they've only got the 1 point, I think, from just the one draw, in actual fact, I think. So they've obviously lost as well. So you've experienced playing against Wicklow down in Wicklow, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a long trip down to Wicklow always, and over the years they would have been a very strong team, you know. As you say, they picked up a draw away to Mayo, which was a good result for them, I suppose. But then they shipped a heavy loss there last weekend at home to Derry, so you just don't really know where they're at. Like, but I suppose, rightly or wrongly, they'll be targeting Donegal as, you know, as a place to pick up 2 points. But other years, you'd say, yeah, maybe Donegal might struggle going down there, but I think Donegal will be going down there with a lot of confidence. You know, they're a very good team, very good bench. They're supposedly going well in training. So, and, you know, they'll know if they can pick up 2 points, that's them safe in Division 2 again, and maybe pushing for promotion if other results go their way, you know. So I would give them a really, really good...
Eugene Organ there speaking to Tom Comack ahead of Donegal's game away to Wicklow on Sunday in Division 2B of the National Hurling League. Also in that division over the weekend on Sunday as well, Sligo, they play London. Derry, they're up against Mayo. And in Division 3A, it's Tyrone up against Armagh. Just some other Gaelic Games news. The Ulster Ladies Minor Ladies Championships on over the weekend in Glenfinn. It's round two, tier one. Donegal, they play Tyrone at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And the Ulster Ladies Under 16 Championship, tier one, on Sunday in Lifford at 2 o'clock. It's Donegal up against Monaghan. And then just some other news, MMA action. Dara Kelly will make his mixed martial arts professional debut tomorrow evening on the Bellator bill at the Three Arena in Dublin. The Mavill man will take on Englishman Junior Morgan in the rearranged bout, which was called off in November last, the night before the original fight. Kelly, who trains under John Kavanagh, was the number one ranked lightweight and featherweight in Europe before he turned pro. And finally, for this evening in rugby, All Ireland League Division 2C, City of Derry play Bruff on Saturday, Oma play Bangor, and in the Championship, Letterkenny are up against Monaghan, whilst Strabane up against Holywood. That's all from the Score, from myself, Kenny Harkin, and Joe Dex. Good evening.